Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That's Nathan Lee's music from Body Awareness, one of three plays by Annie Baker, playing at the Boston Center for the Arts Calderwood Pavilion. In fact, it's a month of multi-part offerings by Boston Theater. Morning Edition critic at large, Ed Siegel, has been our marathon man, and he's just crossed the finish line here in the studio. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Bob. Just throw some water in my face. I'll be okay.
Okay, he's caught his breath. Tell us about the life and adventures of Nicholas Nickleby. Royal Shakespeare Company premiered this version of the Dickens novel back in the 1980s, right?
That's right, Bob. I saw it in Broadway when I was a tyke, of course, but the Lyric Stage Company production, it's kind of an event in itself because it's never played in New England before. And the Lyric and its leader, Spiro Voulutos, deserve a lot of credit, not only for the ambitions of this production, but they've made Boston a much better town for local theater. Some of our best actors are here, along with up-and-comers like Jack Cutmore Scott in the title role. Here's some of the opening narration as it's handed off from one cast member to another.
Speculate!
Tis my past!
Here come your brother, Mr. Nickleby, and speculate!
And Mr. Nickleby did speculate.
But a mania parade. A bubble burst.
Four stockbrokers took villa residences in Florence. 400 nobodies were ruined, and one of them was...
Mr. Nickleby!
It works. You like it?
Yeah, it did. It's a delightful production. In addition to being such a great showcase for the actors, it's a very good, well-paced adaptation of the novel. Nigel Gore and Will Lyman are the resident evil figures, and they're terrific. There are a lot of excellent comedic turns. And all in all, it's kind of a spirited salute to 19th century England, as we hear in the somewhat ironic closing number to part one.
So, Ed, did you go hand-in-hand away from this production, liking it from start to finish?
Yes, I did. But let me say one thing, which is that I think that a great Dickens dramatization leaves you with the feeling that there's something of the novelist spirit that's still alive in the world, whether it's compassion for the downtrodden or a feeling that there's a possibility of heroism in our unheroic age. I don't quite get that in this production.
All right. We go from 19th century London to 21st century Shirley, Vermont, a fictional town.
It is, although I'll tell you something. If it were real and Annie Baker would be my tour guide, I'd move there in a minute.
All right, Annie Baker. So if I understand it correctly, three different companies are doing plays of hers, all set in the same place?
That's right. Three companies, they all have spaces at the Boston Center for the Arts, Huntington, Speakeasy Stage Company, and Company One, and they deserve all the credit in the world for getting together to bring this incredibly talented 29-year-old playwright to our attention in such a great showcase.
Tell us what makes her so special.
Okay, well, she takes this town. It's part Amherst, where she grew up, and it's part every alternative Vermont town or city that you've ever visited. And she populates it with these older characters who are pretty satisfied with their lives, but a bit restless. But also teenagers and 20-somethings who are totally frustrated with their lives and really pessimistic about the future. As a 29-year-old, she's kind of a tweener, and the insight she brings and the clashes that she orchestrates among all these ordinary people are really something to see.
Now, let me see if I have this straight. We can't give our listeners today a recorded example of these shows. Is that right?
That's right, Bob. She thinks that taking excerpts from the plays doesn't do justice to them. And, you know, I thought that maybe you and I could read some excerpts from it. But, you know, she's such a master of silences that there'd be an awful lot of dead air.
Well, why don't you stand in and tell us what the shows are about, okay, and whether you were moved by them?
Yeah, the Huntington production, and you can see these in any order, by the way. The characters don't overlap. The Huntington Circle Mirror Transformation deals with an acting class, brings a diverse set of characters together, well, diverse in terms of their age anyway. And the key word here is transformation. They all end up transforming each other in very moving ways. The Aliens by Company One has a pair of 30-year-olds. One's a beatnik, one's a hippie. They're hanging out in back of a coffee shop where a very nervous, tentative 17-year-old, he works there. He's taken under their wing in a way. He ends up singing a version of If I Had a Hammer, where he learns to sing his song, as the lyrics say. And so that also lives up to this theme of transformation that goes through her plays. Speakeasy's body awareness to women who are in a committed, very politically correct relationship. But one has a son from a previous marriage who may have a touch of Asperger's, so you can imagine some of the dialogue that goes on there. They're visited by a guest artist who's a decidedly un-PC photographer who takes pictures of naked women. Now, sparks fly about whether these photos exploit the women or liberate them. But it's not a sitcom. Like the others, it's a deeply humanistic, unsentimental view of the way people deal with each other and influence each other.
And how about the productions? Did you like the productions?
All first rate, Bob. All the great actors who aren't a Nicholas Nickleby in town are in these three plays, and superb direction as well. And what makes them even more impressive is that they don't have the grand arias to work with. You know, we're familiar with from everybody to from Arthur Miller to Tony Kushner. It's done as much with body language as it is with verbal language, which maybe is part of the reason she doesn't want her excerpts used. And she's been in town. She's seen them all. And I hope it's the beginning of a long-lasting relationship between her and local theater. She's really a major talent, and I'd love to see a lot more of her.
All right, moving on from Annie Baker to the Actors Shakespeare Project, which is doing both parts of Henry IV.
That's right. Usually it's just the first part, though I'd have to say that they don't really make much of a case for either one. It's a very disappointing production.
Uh-oh.
Badly miscast and poorly conceived, I'm afraid.
So Annie Baker trumps Bill Shakespeare.
This time around, absolutely.
If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.
Ed Siegel, thanks a lot for coming in and putting your hammer down today.
My pleasure, Bob.
Ed Siegel is critic at large for Morning Edition, reviewing theater and the arts here in the Boston area. The Annie Baker plays run through November 20th at the BCA's Calderwood Pavilion, save Circle Mirror Transformation, which closes on the 14th. The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby is on through December 19th at the Lyric Stage Company. The Coveted Crown, Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2, is at the Midway Studios at Fort Point Channel through November 21st.